Well, first of all, let's talk about your career at Cleveland High School. Your senior year, you get derailed because of an injury.
Yeah, I tell you, I enjoyed my Ron Wolf came to town my junior year, and probably one of those coaches that influenced me to be a coach. Just loved him. He's a great motivator. Had a good junior year. Worked out really hard this summer, and we go to Bristow to face Bill Scott's Purple Pirates. They were great back in those days, and we had finished scrimmaging. We'd done very, very well. The Tigers had represented, and we were on our way back to the bus. The scrimmage was over, and Bill Scott said, "You know, Coach, we just can't end like that. We all come back and go one more round." So we get our gear back on. We go back out on the field. The first play, I get hit. We're on defense. I get hit in the back of the knee and tear three ligaments and miss my senior football season, miss wrestling season, make it back for the regional baseball tournament. So it was a rough senior year on me and my father.
Three sport athlete, as you just mentioned. Baseball might have been your favorite sport back as a kid.
Yeah, it might have been my best. I loved baseball. Of course, I started playing it in Cleveland. I remember, I still have a baseball, the 4-, 5-, and 6-year-old MKNO league. So, but I loved baseball. All, you know, being a small town, all your friends played in the summer. We played as well on the high school team. So I love baseball. Played all the way through my 18th birthday in American Legion.
I'll be darned. Ron Wolf, you mentioned him as your head coach. Interestingly enough, a Jinx alum.
Jinx alumni and great friends with the Harper brothers, who, of course, are famous Jinx guys. And Coach Wolf went on and coached high school at Owosso for a number of years before he went to Cleveland and became the head coach there.
You go to NSU, and that's really where you got the love of coaching, because you couldn't play your first year rehabbing your knee, right?
Yeah, and you know, I not having very many people in my family that went to college, you know, it really wasn't emphasized that much. I mean, the oil field was doing really well. Everyone that I knew, you know, made good money, and that's just what they did. So, and no one told me that I probably wasn't good enough to go play in the Big Eight. I wasn't very big, but at least I wasn't very aggressive. And so anyway, I hadn't had any plans, especially getting hurt. My defensive line coach that I ended up playing for, Ronnie Jones, called me late in the summer and asked me what I was doing. I said, "Well, Coach, you know, I got hurt. So why don't you come to Tahlequah and, you know, walk on and we'll see what happens." That was it. That was the only recruiting call I ever got. When my dad and mom dropped me off in Tahlequah in August, that's the first time I'd ever been to the town. Never been to the college, never visited, and couldn't pass a physical. So I had to rehab and go work out all fall long, and then finally walked on in the spring and ended up earning a spot on the roster.
But while you were hurt, you would go in and help the coaches, or at least sit in with them while they broke down film?
Oh, yeah, and I did it all through my career. I was a defensive player. And ended up, when you're average, you know, in ability, you have to make up for that in other ways. So I always was one that loved to know I watched a lot of film. I studied my game plan. I really wanted to know about the other opponent. And I would go in on Sundays with the college staff and just watch how they did it. Watch how they broke down film and, you know, cuss and discuss your opponents. And I don't know, I fell in love with the strategy of it.
That's where you and I met, was in the oil patch. You were working for an oil field supply store in Cleveland. I sold oil field supplies. And I remember asking you, going into your senior year at NSU, what do you want to do when you graduate? And you told me, "I think I want to be a math teacher and coach."
I know. Can you believe that? I kind of remember that. It had to be in like 85 or 86. And I think I asked you, "What are you going to do?" And you said, "Well, you know, I like communications, radio, and I think I'd like to go do that." So
I said, "Maybe I'll be doing your games someday," and here we are.
Yeah, so tell me that's an accident, right? So
right.
They say words are very powerful, but I do remember that, and go look, 30-some years later, here we are.
Yep, exactly.